Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Who are the best teams in the NFL, John?
Well, there's a clear delineation between the good, the bad, the ugly, and it's hard to come up with six teams that I think are really playing good football right now, or at least through 4 weeks, going into week five. This is a little review from last week. Number six was Green Bay. They tied. That's amazing. The Chargers were at five, and they lost to the New York Football Giants and a rookie quarterback in his first start. Ouch. Tampa was at four, Detroit at three, Philly at two, and Buffalo at one. So let's go to the teams that are kind of on the outside looking in. Cincinnati is 2-2. They're not on the outside looking in. They're on the outside looking up, trying to figure out what the hell has happened since Joe Burrow went down. And it's just easy enough. Your quarterback and that offense is just not going to be able to get it done. So they're a 2-2 team that's pretty much gonzo. The other 2-2 teams, New England, Chicago, Atlanta, Arizona, Washington, Minnesota, Denver, and Kansas City. Of those teams that I think are good or going to be able to recover from a 2-2 start, Kansas City, obviously. Denver is still trying to figure out what they are. Nice rushing performance last weekend. Defense hasn't been what we thought it would be, but there's still time to come around. I think the interesting ones are more in the division, where you have Washington playing with the quarterback for a couple games. Minnesota and Chicago. Chicago 0-2, now 2-2. I don't know what we make of them, but they're there and hanging around. Minnesota as well without JJ, and have no idea what they're going to do at the quarterback position. It's going to be interesting to see when JJ is healthy what they do. But I put Kansas City in the next level up, in comparable to some of the 3-1 teams. And tell me what you think before we get to the top six of some of these 3-1 teams. Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to make of Jacksonville. They are 3-1.
They forced the most turnovers in football. I have a feeling this is being propped up by some favorable bounces. They're not this good.
I don't think so either. And Trevor Lawrence, he's not playing as a quarterback of a 3-1 team. Green Bay is interesting because they're 2-1-1, which always is fun to say. And the Chargers at 3-1 as well. San Francisco is in there. So those are the teams on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
The top five teams, and we'll have plenty of room for discussion
here.
You
mean top six teams?
Top six teams, yes. I'm going to start at the top because there's not a lot of movement at the top. Buffalo comes in at number one yet again. And okay, what do we make of them? Great game to open the season against the Ravens. Then they played the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Saints. I still think they're the best team right now, but you look at their entire schedule, and I was going through this morning with you, Jim. They may have the easiest schedule, and they may go 17-0, or let's just say maybe they go 15-0, and we still don't really know if they're that good. Because
so who are they going to play so we can compare? They already beat Baltimore. They're going to face Tampa.
Well, they got Patriots, Falcons, Panthers. They've got the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are at home and still trying to figure out what the Chiefs are. But the Chiefs at that point should be Rashee Rice will be back.
Correct.
What will they be when he's back? TBD. Dolphins, Bucks at home. They got all their big games at home. Texans, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Browns. That 16th game for them, week 17. Eagles at home.
Okay, so
then we'll finally learn a little bit more about the Eagles. We'll know more about the Eagles because we'll obviously play the Eagles. But
so we'll learn about Buffalo in January.
Yeah. Well, the last weekend of 2025.
Yeah.
So I still have them at number one. Philly is at two because you look at the teams that they've beaten. Now, before we thought the Chiefs were average, they did go to Kansas City and get a win.
Should you have flip-flopped these two? Philly with wins against Tampa in Tampa, a win in Kansas City against the Chiefs.
Well, I'm close to it.
Okay.
But Buffalo has done nothing to say they don't still belong at number one. They just haven't played anyone, but they've taken care of business. You can only play the teams you're on your schedule. So at the Chiefs, at the Bucs, and then in between that, they beat the Rams at home.
Right.
So they have a terrific resume.
I think you should flip them, but it's your list.
Yeah, well, let's give it a little bit more time. And again, it's going to be hard because the Eagles now play the Broncos, the Giants, the Vikings, the Giants, and then they play the Packers and the Lions. So again, it's how do we know by that point? Detroit stays at number three, and this is more of a justification for me putting them at three last week because after that, you've got Tampa Bay, who was at number four, but they don't go anywhere because they lost to the Eagles. And it was a damn good game. The Rams come in at number five. And where did I have them last week? Oh, they weren't in the top six. So they lost to the Eagles is their only loss. And that was in Philly. So they've got wins over the Texans, the Titans. Again, not great wins, but they did hand the Indianapolis Colts their first loss.
I'd flip four and five. I'd have the Rams at five or at four, excuse me, because first of all, they played Philly tougher and they have some notable wins, including the one they just picked up against the 3-0 Colts team.
Yeah, but there's just something about Baker and that team that I just think they find ways to win. Well, and
so it's Stafford and the Rams. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, but
you just don't like Stafford.
No, that's not it. And then at number six, this is where it was really tough because, like I said, there's a lot of 3-1 teams. What do you make of them? Who should be in there? And the ones that I already said were out, Green Bay's not 3-1, but they're right there. The Chargers, but they lost to the Giants. Indy, but they're coming off a loss. San Francisco. And so I went with the team that lost to San Francisco in week one, but has handed the Steelers their only loss and just beat the Cardinals on the road. And I didn't think that they would be one of these teams that I'd ever talk about in the top six. The Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I thought preseason they'd be a team looking to draft in the top six.
Yeah, and I think Mike has done a terrific job in terms of coaching out there. And you have Sam Darnold. What do we make of Sam Darnold, who was rejuvenated, as we well know, last year in Minnesota? He goes to Seattle, and everybody's thinking, oh, well, without Kevin O'Connell, he's not going to be much of anything. Well, so far this year, he's got a 70% completion percentage. He's done an extremely good job. 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's only been sacked 6 times, which is one of the lower in the league. Some of it's not on him. Some of it's on the offensive line. But they've also had to shuffle some guys around on the offensive line. They just find ways to win. And so I've got Seattle at number 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
It's just tough because I don't really respect a lot of the teams they beat. I'm not high on the Cardinals. You are, so I get why that's a big win. The Saints win is nothing. And the Steelers, look, they may find their way into the playoffs. I don't think they're a particularly good football team.
No, but we're talking about a whole bunch of teams that are bunched up in there. And as I told you before we started, like it's kind of a coin flip. And I could have put the Chargers in there after losing to the Giants.
I think you could still have the Chargers ahead of Seattle. You also could have been bold and said Kansas City's a different team with Worthy. Put them at 2-2 in the last spot.
I need to see more because as teams adjust to Kansas City, can you just have one guy return and he be your complete offense? The offense is Patrick Mahomes, but
it stretches and opens things up for everybody.
And their defense is good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what I did this week. I have Kansas City fourth.
Wow.
Because I just simply said, who do I think are the best teams in football right now? And who would win games against each other? And I think the top three are easy, Bills, Eagles, Lions. And then I went with Kansas City. I think there's something to entertain about the Ravens if they can get some things right. But now Lamar's out a couple weeks. I mean, it just looks like they have the look of the team that lost season because of misfortune and all that stuff. And then fifth and sixth, I ended up putting Tampa five. I'm not going to hold losing to one of the best teams in the league against mm-hmm. them that much. And then probably the Rams.
Yeah. So I would have the same six. I just had Kansas City sixth, but...
Yeah, but it's a muddled mess after the three.
You're right.
And you really have to, John, your words, you stole them from my mouth. I said it to Greg about a minute before we came out and you started the segment. I go, this is a really tough week to do the power search.
It is because
there's
a lot of garbage out there. There is. And so the Seattle Seahawks, they play Tampa this weekend. So we'll know more about them, about both teams. And that one's going to be in Seattle.
Can I just give you something for comparison? A lot of these sites do their power rankings. I pulled up a FanDuel just to see Super Bowl odds right now. The Bills are one.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles are two.
Okay.
The Lions are three.
Okay, so it follows mine.
Number four is a tie. Kansas City and the Green Bay Packers.
So I know, okay, we all love the fact that Green Bay tied the Dallas Cowboys, which is it's still laugh-worthy. They're still a really good team. Obviously, we know that with what they did to the Lions in the first game. But they play one way at home and a completely different way on the road.
Yeah.
Not a sign of a good team.
I had them tied kind of with the Rams, and I went with the Rams because they have the better record right now. But you have to have some respect for the two wins that they do have.
Yeah. I think there's a clear top three. And then four and five, I think you could interchange, unlike you with Kansas City, I think you could interchange Tampa and the Rams. I understand putting Kansas City in there. It's a little bit more, I think, credit to Patrick Mahomes. But then after that, there's just a whole lot of garbage.
As your power surge, it's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.